things get a little bit grim. But this is especially heinous.
Did you tell the police that she was murdered, May?
Nope.
Witchy ghost stuff.
Ah!
That made me scared.
A spooky girl amateur hour.
I know. We have a lot to say, huh?
Your life really hard being a cat who's spoiled and fat all the time.
He's so floofs.
Floof boy with his big feet.
Hi.
Hi. We're going to jump right on into this one.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Do you have any good news to share from this day?
We got our inspection reports back from the houses, and we are getting all of that moving forward.
Yay!
So that's very exciting.
That's exciting.
We move in 1 month from today. It's going to be fun.
One day the changes will stop.
Yes. Yeah. I think once we move in and we get everything, like, put in its right place, the changes will actually finally, like, slow down, and maybe I will be able to breathe again.
I feel confident that soon you will be able to breathe.
That'll be a good day.
I'm excited for you for that day to come. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Just around the river bend.
But yeah, I am also the kind of person that thrives in this, like,
a little chaos, bit of chaos.
So I'm not too pressed about it. Hi, Donut. Don't step on your aunt. All right, we're picking up. Oh, I don't know what happened. I mean, I know what happened. A big
donut happened.
Donut paw.
He is
got my space keyboard.
He's in the pod room right now. He hasn't really been on that vibe. But he wants, you're going to bite me. That's cool. He's in here and he's on his very worst behavior. We got, ow! Sir.
Donut.
We got him a little, Ian, the master of the wood, made him a, like, little house castle. What?
Master of the wood.
Sorry.
He's a carpenter.
I'm Jen. I'm so sorry.
That's funny. I like it. Master of the wood.
Sorry, I'm going to open this. That was big.
ASMR.
Oh my God, I hate it.
I know, I hate it too. I'm just kidding. I love it. I don't know why I tried to lie to you. Hold on, wait, can I do it?
That was a big one. That's a big pop for these little baby cans.
We are having wine spritzers.
Movos.
I'll have some Movo.
Movos. Wow, these are tiny. They're 8.4 ounces, but they're 5.5% alcohol and 100 calories.
Small but mighty.
They are small but mighty.
Speaking of small but mighty, welcome to A Little Bit Grim, an indie podcast that Taylor hosts and also I host it. Jenny, me.
Yeah, us together.
Us together.
As
two people, two humans who have been best friends for a long time, where we talk about everything a little bit grim.
Yes.
But today we are talking about folklore.
Yay.
I love this.
I feel like is like the lighthearted of the bunch.
It's a really good break.
Yeah.
In between some like real down and dirty kind of stuff.
The big scaries.
This
is just like a little scary.
Yeah. It's just like a little like, just like a, ooh, ah, wow, spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good because mine is exactly a little ooh, ah, spicy.
Oh, fun.
A little spicy dicey because today I'm going to tell you about the fine folk.
Oh, yes. We talked about them in our last grab bag.
That's what inspired me.
Yay.
Because some ding dong was like, I'm going to hex them.
Please don't.
And here I am to tell you about why that's a bad idea.
Sis, please don't.
Oh, Mr. Sister, find anything else to hex. So, I'm going to paint a scene. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Everybody close your eyes unless you're driving. You're out on the hills of Ireland.
My favorite.
Those are my favorite hills. Hills you have known all of your life. And on the wind you hear the tinkling of bells, fiddling, laughter coming from a hill in the distance. You follow the music to a hill you have seen before, But it's different this time.
The hills
are alive with the sound of fine folk. Okay, I'll stop.
I appreciated it.
The hill is different this time. For one thing, a full hawthorn tree is growing out of the top of it. For another, there's an opening just big enough for you to walk through.
Oh, I'm going through it.
And a staircase descending into darkness.
100%. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye forever. At the end of the staircase, there's a ballroom.
It's like when Jack Skellington, like, picks his tree at the beginning of The Nightmare Before Christmas. I would be like, bye-bye.
Bye forever. That's exactly what happens.
All right.
At the end of the staircase, there's a ballroom full of splendor and beings that look like you, but also spark something deep within your brain that says, run.
Uh-oh. That's not what I was expecting.
No, it's not. They never are, the Fae. The beings are dancing and singing and laughing, and one of them grabs you and pulls you into the fray, and another one hands you a plate full of the most delectable food you've ever seen. Despite just being fruits and pasties, you pick up a grape, bring it to your mouth, and take a bite, and now you're theirs forever.
True Blood did a really good job.
Yes, they did.
I'm realizing.
Yes, they did. Okay. They did do a really fantastic job. That's exactly what it is. Aishi is the native tongue of the Fae, the fine folk. Are Irish and Scottish Fae that are known to live, quote, under the hill. That's what the translation is. Which is marked with a hawthorn tree. They're also known as fair folk or the good neighbors. The Aishi are known for throwing revelries and inviting those with musical or storytelling talent among us to their parties, leaving something else in their place. Crops failing or milk spoiling are blamed on them, and if you're taken under the hill, you need to be sure that you don't eat any of their food or you are theirs forever.
Is this what it means when we say we're over the hill? Like we're too old to understand?
Maybe. Over the hill? Under the hill? King of the hill? Bobby.
That escalated quickly.
Welcome to adult ADD.
Bobby.
They are both honored and feared among the locals, for they can be both benevolent and malevolent, mostly malevolent, creatures depending on how they're treated. Let's be very clear. The fair folk are not our friends.
Okay.
Noted. I'm going to say it again. They are not our friends. The problem is that most of the real information is shared in old verse or embedded in obscure folk songs, all the better to appease a diminutive race that lives on the fringes of our reality, such as, up the airy mountain, down the rushy glen, we dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men, which is a poem called The Fairies by William Allingham from way back in the day. The fair folk are sociopaths.
Oh, good.
There are stories of little people all over the world, and although the details differ, all of them share the same common trait. They're ruled by an incomprehensible sense of ethics and an interest in human agony, and they will snatch you and your children.
Mm-hmm.
A fairy, also called fae, fair,
blah, 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 blah,
a lot of Fs. A type of mythical being or legendary creature found in the folklore of multiple European cultures, including Celtic, Slavic, German, English, and French. A form of spirit often described as metaphysical, supernatural, or preternatural. Myths and stories about fairies do not have a single origin, but rather are a collection of folk beliefs from disparate sources. Various folk theories about the origin of fairies include casting them as either demoted angels or demons in the Christian tradition, because everything that's not God or an angel is Satan.
Yeah.
So, they are minor deities in pagan belief systems as spirit of the dead or prehistoric precursors to humans or as elementals. The label of fairy has at times applied only to specific magical creatures with human appearance, small stature, magical powers, and a penchant for trickery. At other times, it has been used to describe any mythical magical creature such as goblins or gnomes. Fairy has at times been used as an adjective with meaning equivalent to enchanted or magical. A recurring motif of legends about fairies is the need to warn them off using protective charms. Common examples of such charms include church bells wearing clothing inside out, four-leaf clovers, and food. Fairies were also sometimes thought to haunt specific locations and to lead travelers astray by using will-o'-the-wisps.
Mm.
Which is like when you're walking along a pretty trail and you're like, huh, that path looks really pretty. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And then you wander off into the woods and the fae steal you away. A will-o'-the-wisps.
That is also a Sound of Music lyric.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. A will-o'-the-wisp? Or it's something like that. It's in the song that they sing at the Abbey at the very beginning about Maria.
Oh. Yeah, as like whimsical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. They use that to lure you into their traps.
Huh.
Huh. Beep, 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 ba-da-boop.
Sorry. I distracted
you're okay. Before the advent of modern medicine, fairies were often blamed for sickness, particularly tuberculosis and birth deformities.
Oop.
In addition to their folkloric origins, fairies were a common feature of Renaissance literature and romantic art and were especially popular in the United Kingdom during the Victorian and Edwardian eras. The Celtic revival also saw fairies established as a canonical part of Celtic cultural heritage. A Christian tenet held that fairies were a class of demoted angels. One story described a group of angels revolting and God ordering the gates of heaven shut. Those still in heaven remained angels, and those in hell became demons, and those caught in between became fairies.
Yeah.
Other wrote that some angels, not being godly enough, yet not evil enough for hell, were thrown out of heaven. This concept may explain the tradition of paying a teen or a tithe to hell. As fallen angels, although not quite devils, they could be viewed as subjects of Satan, which, who is a subject of Satan? Arthur Conan Doyle
it's
good stuff.
Ooh,
here.
Yeah.
And his Coming of the Fairies, the Theosophic View of Fairies, reported that eminent some dude, E.L. Gardner. Are we familiar with Gardner?
Theologian?
Yeah. There you go. He's a theosophist.
Oh.
Theosophist? I don't know.
Okay.
He likened fairies to butterflies.
All right.
And said that their function was to provide an essential link between the energy of the sun and the planes of Earth, describing them as having no clean-cut shape. They were small, hazy, somewhat luminous clouds of color with a brighter, sparkish nucleus. And that the growth of a plant, which we regard as the customary inevitable result of associating the three factors of sun, seed, and soil, would never take place if the fairy builders were absent. There's a very similar description of the fae in Persian mythology. So all of the things that we knew happened, but we didn't understand why, and there was some like in-between missing information, we were just like, the fae.
Got it.
The fae did it.
I understand.
There's a theory that fairy folklore evolved from folk memories of a prehistoric race. Newcomers superseded a body of earlier human or humanoid peoples, and the memories of this defeated race developed into modern conceptions of fairies. Proponents find support in the tradition of cold iron as a charm against fairies,
yeah,
viewed as a cultural memory of invaders with iron weapons displacing people who just had stone, bone, or wood at their disposal, and they were easily defeated.
This is fascinating because I'm remembering so much from my childhood right now. Like, I'm remembering so many things my mom used to tell me about the fae.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to be a fairy for Halloween one year.
Oh, was she like, no?
She was like, so do you want fangs? And I was like, no, mom, I want butterfly wings. And she's like, I mean, okay, but you can have like butterfly wings, but you also have to have fangs because they're mean.
They're mean.
And she could not understand. And she told me about iron. Mm-hmm. And, like, all of those things. So I'm having, like, really weird...
Is this coming?
Spicy
coming full
deja
circle?
Vu right now.
Spicy deja vu. Heavy on the deja.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the more important to me, witchy bits.
Oh, yeah.
About the fae. So right now, currently, we are deep in the summertide on the Wheel of the Year, and we just recently celebrated Lunessa, which was on August 1st. It is the first of the three harvest festivals. I eventually down the road, I will cover all of the holidays on the Pagan Wheel of the Year. So in the witch world, this is a busy time for the Fae, and they're very busy flitting about and causing mischief, misplacing your items and directing like bunnies to the biggest and best veggies in your garden. Essentially just like causing mischief and chaos because they have nothing else to do. No offense to any Fae who might be listening to me right now. There's quite a few witches who worship the Fae or incorporate them into their religious practice. Those who are brave enough to tangle with them. I am not one. But just to be clear, they do play an important role in spirituality and practice of a lot of surprisingly Wiccans and not just witches. So leaving offerings for the Fae is a common practice when you're trying to develop a relationship with them. Bits of cake, candy, sweets, and often milk is recommended and used most often if you're trying to develop their relationship. I wouldn't recommend it, especially for baby witches, because befriending the Fae is kind of like trying to be on good terms with a drunken toddler who has a flamethrower who just wants to ruin your day.
It's not a good plan.
It's not.
I think my mom was tangling.
With the Fae?
With Fae. And I don't know if it was tangling, but she definitely had a lot of respect for them and talked about them a lot. From what I'm, like, remembering now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her setting milk out.
It's for the Fae.
Yeah. And she would set it out on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a lot of bird houses that didn't have holes.
Oh.
And they had doors.
Oh, for the Fae.
Yeah. And yeah. I think now I'm like, those were not bird houses.
Those are traditional Swedish houses for the Fae that they set up in the hills. That okay. They believe that they, if you set up homes and build homes for them,
mm-hmm.
it will keep them out of your home and into their own home so they don't hide. You're right. They're like crows. You know how crows steal like bright, shiny
mm-hmm.
and like little like bibs and bobs.
Bobbles.
The Fae do the same thing.
Okay.
So if you do insist on tangling with the Fae, here's like a couple ways that you can know if like one is near. You might suddenly smell something sweet.
Mm.
Like I said, they're very fond of like sugar and milk and fruits. If there are flowers growing like in a mulch bed or by your bedroom in a place where you've not planted any, or there's wildflowers growing there where last year they were not. If you wake up in the morning and notice that things have been moved around your room, like your shiny bits and bobs. Or if you hear taps, bumps, and noises at nighttime, although I wouldn't necessarily say that that's the Fae. Like, that could be a whole mess of other stuff. And be aware if you are hearing things go bump in the night.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you piss off the Fae, good luck.
It could be one of my folklore.
If you piss them off, good luck. If you do, there's ways that you can try to, like, mend your relationship with them. Like, leaving out little offerings. Ancient lore warns to always acknowledge the good deeds that fairies do for you. And if you don't, it could come back to bite you in the butt. Fairies tend to lean towards females, especially female children. In some legends, the only way to lift a curse place on a person who offended a fairy was by a woman offering something to appease the fairies. If you have happened to offend a fairy, they can inflict misfortune on you and your family. And the only way to become free is to leave an offering and an apology note.
Nah.
An apology note never hurt anybody. So, leave out milk and cake, leave iron by the door, and leave the Fae alone.
Good advice.
It's good advice.
Yeah,
that's the Fae. A very watered down version of the Fae, but the Fae nonetheless.
I am so happy that you did the Fae because my folklore is a specific version of the Fae.
Oh!
From Russia.
We did the same brain thing.
Yeah, we did not plan this.
No.
Like,
we never do.
I didn't know what I was doing for folklore until last night at about midnight. So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I did mine in line at the BMV today.
Wow, that's a lot of line research.
It was a long line.
was a long line.
I'm surprised. Normally the DMV nowadays is like super quick.
No.
I'm sad.
It was a two hour waiting period.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It was a good use of my time. Yeah. Tell me about your...
I'm going to tell you about the Domovoy.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh, him. He's a one guy?
Yeah.
Ooh, a one man band.
Well, okay. So it is a, let me just tell you.
Okay.
Okay. A domovoy is a character from Slavic folklore.
Ooh.
He is a type of fey.
Okay.
So he falls under that characteristic of folklore. He is a spirit that lives in the heart of the home or the stove or the hearth underneath your front porch.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love him.
Oh, yeah. He's cute. Okay. So the word domovoy comes from Indo-European root dom, which is literally where we get the word domestic or home.
Okay. I love a good prefix.
Yeah, I do, too. I really like linguistics, so I think it's fascinating.
Linguini.
The domovoy is one of the longest lasting remnants from Russian or Slavic folklore, and many households still worship or honor him today.
Oh my God.
So he's very common. I watched a very short YouTube video today from a woman from Russia, and she said when she grew up, she remembered like honoring him and her parents talking about him.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Normalize folklore in the home.
Hell yeah. So every home is said to have a domovoy, and they are tied to the family that live there instead of the house itself.
Okay.
It is believed that they are the house guardians, and they are the spirit of an elder family member still looking out for the family.
So you mean he, like, follows you around as you move?
Yeah. So you have to invite him, and I'll get into that.
Oh, it's so wholesome. It makes my heart so happy. I love him.
He can be a little tricksy.
Okay.
He can be a little fey like that.
Okay.
Okay, so... the idea is that the domovoy is the soul of a deceased member of the family, and it is commonly attributed to ancestor worship. So he is a part of fey and also a part of ancestor worship.
Okay.
People who worship or believe in the domovoy don't often use its name. They call him master of the house, grandfather, or old man of the house.
Master of the house.
Yes. So it's... I thought it was interesting that they don't use his name, although that wasn't necessarily something that was warned against. They just use a lot of epithets for him.
Okay. Little nicknames.
Yeah. They are very protective of their family, especially of the children and animals. They share in joys and sorrows of the family and can warn the family if tragedy is coming.
Oh.
So the snuffing of his candle, nocturnal wails, or the visual manifestation all signify approaching death of a family member, usually the head of the household.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you don't want to see the domovoy.
No.
No, it's not.
You just want him to be around.
Yeah. So you want to hear him. He is often heard and not seen.
Okay.
So laughing, dancing, and good food indicate good fortune coming to the family.
Good food?
Yeah.
Does he lead, or you cook good food because of him?
You cook good food because of him, but you also leave food for him.
Oh, so, like he's like sneaking extra like paprika into your...
Hell yeah. Okay. I love this guy. I love, he lives under your stove or behind your stove.
I better clean out from behind my stove.
Oh yeah, he would not love it if it's dirty.
Okay.
So, you're not supposed to try to see your domovoy. They can take the form of a dog or a cat, or they can be invisible.
Okay.
However, there is a description of what the domovoy may look like. Mm. It is a small, elderly man, about the size...
I'm sorry! I just imagined a Benjamin Button behind my stove!
You're not that wrong, though! Oh my God, hold on. I will pull up a picture for you, because it is... It's wild. I mean, maybe. See, I won't because I can't work any technology.
It's because
Aries is in Libra. Get out my house.
Get out my house. Okay, I got this. Oh, I have no idea how to spell domovoy.
Domovoi.
All right,
there's another one that's like more it's like black and white, but it's mostly dark. Yeah, I love him. He looks
at him. You know the old
reminds me of a Smurf.
He reminds me of Papa Smurf. Those old the Trolls dolls.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like him. I think he's a cute. Oh, look at him with a kitty.
I know.
Oh, he's so cute. I love him.
He's just the best.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
Okay. So he's the size of a baby or a small child. a lot of the things that I read described him about being like the size of a 3 or 4 year old.
Okay.
They may have long graying beards. They are often described as being incredibly hairy, like their entire body is covered in hair, including their palms and the bottoms of their feet.
Well, yeah, he's Slavic.
So they're little fleur babies.
Fluffy old men living behind your stove.
Can you imagine a Furby living behind your stove? See, I'm out on Furbies.
I'm moving out. Doing that.
Okay.
I'm not tangling with Furbies.
Their presence is more heard than seen, like I said. The domovoy could be what you hear when you hear creaking in the walls or floorboards of the house. They also have a hollowed vocal tone. It is said that seeing a domovoy is actually a bad omen that can mean that death is near. For the most part, they are benevolent creatures that bring good fortune and health to the family. If he likes you, you're in his good graces. So children of the house would try to do things to be in his good graces.
Okay.
And they would do things that would...
make him happy.
Make him happy, but also, like... make him think that their siblings aren't good.
They would sabotage their sisters and brothers?
Weird.
As an only child, I cannot relate.
Oh.
I was always the favorite.
I can relate. Okay. As the oldest of four.
And a perfectionist type A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the one being sabotaged, let me tell you.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. It's fine. Claire. All right. Okay, hold on. Okay, if he likes you and you're in his good graces, he'll help you with chores around the house and maintain peace and order in your home.
Oh.
So you have to treat him kindly and nicely.
Yeah.
And he will treat you kindly and nicely.
Okay.
If you don't, bad things will happen to you.
Okay. Well, he is a fae.
Right. So, to stay in the dome, stay on the domovoy's good side, you can leave out small bits of nourishment like bread, porridge, or salt. They also like milk and tobacco.
Oh.
If you piss it off, it'll burn your house down.
Oh. Oh.
So.
That sounds. We got real heavy. Fae heavy real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burn your fucking house down.
Yep. In not so extreme behavior, they will bang pots and pans together to keep the family awake. They will turn everything upside down and ruin your garden.
Oh!
Rude. things that domovoy do not like. When you leave food or eating utensils out at night, so they don't
do
like...
Do your dishes?
Yeah, do your dishes, put your food away. They don't like a messy home.
Sure, it's gross.
Bad language, especially at the dinner table.
Ooh, my domovoy is mad.
Ooh, he's a little salty at me. A messy home. Children who don't help with the home or do their chores. The domovoy will result to poltergeist-style antics to show his displeasure. Even scarier, he will smother or choke members of the family while they're sleeping.
Jesus! Chill!
No!
Do your dishes!
Yeah, no chill at all.
Okay.
He will injure or kill your livestock.
Oh, for fuck's sake, bud.
Yeah. He can cause accidents, cause food to go bad, break fragile items, etc. like the Fae, items that randomly disappear may be blamed on the domovoy. In a worst-case scenario, he may abandon the family altogether and leave the family unprotected against illness and calamity.
Oh, dang.
Right.
Can you get him back?
No.
Oh, he's just gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He's trying to peace out and be like, good fucking luck. Protect your own self.
He's so petty. He's like, fine, you don't want my help. You don't respect me.
He's a grouchy old man. Literally.
I love him.
I do too. I'm here for him.
I think mine might be mad because I was cooking yesterday or the day before, and I have like a half-drank bottle of Fireball on top of my fridge.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you that that fucker flew off the top of my fridge, yeah. It hit my Scentsy, hit my wax melt.
Oh, no.
Right on the edge. And it flung hot wax all across my kitchen.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. No, that's fine.
It's fine.
I just thought that I had pissed off a ghost, but maybe it's my domovoy boy.
It could be. They also have a favorite color of animal. So if you bring a horse home and it is not his favorite color, it could become ill and die. And then you have to just keep buying horses until you figure out what its favorite color is. And then, like, that horse will live. And then if you buy more of that color horse, they will all live.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can't give me a hint?
Right.
Horses are expensive.
Right. Yeah. So okay. They're just going to keep dying until you find the right color.
Well, god dang.
And same for cats.
Oh.
So you got to... make sure you get the right cat. But he does like household pets. So okay. He will protect them once if he likes them.
Okay.
So make sure Donut Boy doesn't chase your domovoy.
Whoa. Ow.
Donut Boy chase your domovoy.
I love that.
Wow. Okay.
That hit you hard.
It did.
You had a 1,000-yard stare.
Okay. At night, he visits sleepers, and this is not okay, glides his hairy hands across their face. If the hands feel warm and soft, it is a sign of good luck. If they are cold and bristly, misfortune is on its way.
Oh, boy, mind your business and stay behind the stove.
Can we talk about consent, please?
Why? Can you not touch my face?
Please don't touch me.
Ugh. I am so sick of things touching my face when I sleep. I've had it up to here.
I've had it up to here with it. I listened to a podcast called Folklore on the Rocks.
Ooh.
About the domovoy, and one interesting link they made between this and... was sleep paralysis.
Oh, okay.
And that idea, in that like idea that he could suffocate or choke you,
like
which is
sit on.
Yeah, which is a really common sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Which we should cover, but yeah. I don't know where it goes.
Paranormal.
I think. Yeah.
I can't, and I'm gonna.
It would be a very sciencey paranormal.
I'm gonna knock on everything. I have never had sleep paralysis.
I never have either. No thanks.
I
am out.
I'm so hard out that it's unreal.
It
might ruin my life.
There's a, like, something I heard a long time ago about sleep paralysis that was if you start thinking about it too much or do too much research on it, you are then more likely to have sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah, I'm not covering that story. That's you. That's you! I'm not doing that.
I sleep alone, Jenny.
Well, then we don't do it. Y'all go Google sleep paralysis. Taylor and I are scared.
I'm over here acting like we have to do it.
You know this is our own podcast,
I do.
Right?
Nobody has made us assigned seating or assigned stories.
Fine. Nobody just does it.
Yeah.
We just don't do it.
For now.
Is that true paranormal anyway?
That's too scientific for paranormal.
Cover an incubus or something instead.
Right. So if you go on a short vacation, it is customary to sit in silence for a moment to say a temporary goodbye to your domovoy. So he keeps the house safe while you are away and he knows that you'll come back.
Aw, sweet boy.
Yeah.
Snuggle. Don't touch my face, but that's cute.
Yeah. If you're moving, you'll need to invite the domovoy with you, to the new house. So you'll need to transport him in a shoe or a slipper. And then you need to put him in your home and get him all set up and good to go and comfy before you come in and, like, move your stuff in.
Okay.
So if you go in before him, he's going to feel disrespected and then he'll leave or make things bad for you.
What if I've already pissed off my domovoy because I didn't know I had him and I moved and I didn't bring a slipper in for him to come? What if I already lost him before I knew I had him? Now I'm sad.
I am very sorry. You might need to Google it. I don't have those answers.
I want him back.
I know. I like my domovoy. I hope that if I bring my Domovoy with me when I move, he will not bring any kind of bad luck that I've already had in my house. Or maybe the old owners will leave me their Domovoy.
Of the new house.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you want Catherine's Domovoy. I feel like he's crotchety.
He's like creature.
Oh my god, yes. And we're looking for more of a Dobby situation.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so my last bullet is on the 30th, March 30th of every year, the Domovoy turns malicious from dawn until midnight, and you must bribe him with food, such as little cakes or a pot of stewed grain in order to remain in his good graces.
What? Just one night?
He's one night. Wah! Yeah. It's like his Halloween.
It's like, I hate you all.
Right? So that is the Domovoy.
I love him. I generally love him. He sounds like he can go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Same.
You didn't leave me a cup of porridge, so I burnt your house down.
Yeah. Yeah. He's extra.
He reminds me of, like, anger from Inside Out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. He can also have a wife, although it's not in all of the stories. And the Domovoy is, like, Slavic, which is a huge section of Russia.
Yeah.
So there's, like, northern, eastern, and southern. Mm-hmm. And so each of these regions has a different version of the Domovoy. So in some regions, a female counterpart is common. In some regions, it's his wife and his daughter. And a daughter is very, like, siren-like. Like, she, like, leads men to their deaths.
Oh, I love that.
So I did not get a chance to go that far into my research because my computer tried to have a meltdown, as is everything technology today, so.
Because Aries won't leave me alone.
No. Get out of my house.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That was fantastic. Thank you. That was so lighthearted.
It was fun.
It was. That just made me feel so warm. But, like, I also have to go make some grand apologies.
Maybe leave some porridge out tonight.
I'm going to. Or at least a little, like, a little cake.
A little splash of milk.
A little splash of milk.
I bet he would like a little splash of milk and, like, a shot of Fireball.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, think, like, masculine, like, things that, like, crotchety old men would like tobacco, a cigar.
Oh, I have a little bit of brandy. Maybe we'll leave a little shot of brandy out for him.
That'd be good. I'd like that.
Okay, well, I have preparations to make to appease fae folk that I didn't know I had, so.
That you've just gotten done warning about not tangling with.
Yeah, but now I'm like, oh, but I want to be their friend. See, don't listen to anything I say.
You don't even follow your own advice.
I can't be trusted. Even by me.
So if you would like to leave us a review, we are actually doing a giveaway right now where if you leave us a review, screenshot it and DM us the screenshot of your review and your address, we will send you a sticker of a Little Bit Grim logo. Yeah. And you can put it on all your things.
Leave a review or else you'll piss off your Domovoy.
For sure. And you can join us on social media. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook group. If you have a personal story you'd like to tell us about anything that is creepy or scary or just unusual that's happened to you, you can email us at alittlebitgrim@gmail.com.
And we hope you stick around. Listen to another one.
Stick around. Stay safe. Be kind to each other. And don't piss off the fae.
Don't piss off the fae.
And don't hex the moon. Just for, like,
good measure. Don't hex the moon. Don't piss off the fae and wear a mask.
And wash your hands.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.